Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we have a great program in store, especially for our parents who are listening today.
Well, Dave, you know, I have a tendency to think all of them are great. I enjoy every program that we do. But today is going to be special because it's going to be so practical in helping parents teach their kids how to handle money. I think the parents are going to get helped. I think it's going to give some real good insight in how to train your children to make wise choices, to be good stewards, to really understand what the Bible says now that will set a path for their life that could change their whole life.
Well, our guest today will be Chris Darteman, and he'll be with us in just a moment. But he's got some great insights on how to take financial principles and break them down in ways that parents and kids can both benefit from them.
Well, absolutely, Dave. And this is Chris's passion, and you're going to hear it very early on. So whether you've got kids or grandkids, you're going to enjoy what Chris has to say.
You know, I'm wondering, Chuck, you're a parent. You've got four boys.
Right.
And so what are some of the things that you and Ann have done or are doing with your boys to teach them some financial principles?
Well, our listeners may not know that we have two boys that are grown now, and we have two young boys at home, all the same wife, all the same marriage, but they're quite a number of years apart. And I like to tell people that what we're doing differently with our younger children, after what we learned with our older children, is we're just making a different set of mistakes. And the reality is, we are. We learned a lot from teaching our older boys, but here's some of the things that we really are trying to ingrain in our children now. Number one is that there's a limited supply of money. And that sounds so obvious, but in reality, for some children, it's hard to understand that there is a limited supply, and it's so easy to get into saying yes all the time that it feels like that they can get whatever they want. So number one, we want our kids to know the money is limited. Number two, we'd like to teach our kids that sometimes they need to wait. We have a habit of saying when they want something, boy, that would make a nice Christmas present. Well, it may be 11
months
from now,
right?
And they start, you can see the little wheels turning. It's like, no, that's not what I had in mind. And so even sometimes when we go into, they just accompany us to a grocery store or Walmart or someplace, we just say, no, you can't spend something today. That's very helpful. And then number three, we try to teach them that it's important as young men to learn to be producers, to work, and to make that connection between their work and their income. Those are important lessons that we're trying to pass on to them.
And in just a moment, we'll be introducing you to our special guest, Chris Darteman, with some more practical insights about how to teach financial principles to your children. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced, biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Chris Darteman. Chris, welcome to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Chris, you were recently on Money Life, and we talked a lot about the economy and how to be a great investor. And as our audience knows, you're an expert on finances. But at that time, you shared with me you have a passion to help families, to help parents, to train their children to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to them. Chris, where did that come from? What sparked that interest?
About 10 years ago, I kept running into this statistic, Chuck, that 85% of the people that become Christians in the United States do so by age 14. While I'd seen that before, for the first time, God gave me the idea of translating that into stewardship. What if 85% of the future stewards were being trained by the time they were age 14? And if we're anywhere close to those statistics, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, we are in trouble, Chris, because we develop habits that stay with us the rest of our lives. And if we don't get started young, then they're not going to go with us. Well, if I'm listening today, I want to hear from you. Where do I begin? You know, what are the core things that we need to be teaching our children? And let's get into the framework. What do they need to know, Chris?
Our previous church that we were very involved with, this children's stewardship, we just did some really cool things there about training children and parents on how to help their kids with resources. And one sort of quick, interesting statistic was that by getting envelopes to our children and beginning to get them in the habit of giving, the giving from the kids there went up in the first 2 years over 600%.
Wow.
It was just remarkable. It was a terrific, you know, thing, and it was very great for our own two children who were very young at that time. But the four main ideas that we came up with in terms of training kids, first is just knowing whose stuff it is anyway. I mean, it all belongs to God. Second is how to make wise giving, spending, and saving decisions.
All right, hold on just a second. I want to drill down on that just a little bit with you, Chris. Whose stuff is it anyway? How do you teach that to the children? How do they figure out that it's not theirs? Because we all have the stories of the first words that we usually say are mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mine. Give it back. How do we break that?
I think it starts when they're young, and we're still learning this with our own children, but helping them understand that everything they have does not belong to them. It belongs to God. They use it for a certain period. They're entrusted with the responsibility to manage that, take care of it. And it's a great thing because if they're borrowing something from their sibling, they want to take good care of it because it's not just their sister's or her brother's, it's God's. And so they need to be responsible to take care of not only their own things, but of things that belong to other people, and because ultimately it belongs to the Lord.
Okay, so number two, what do they need to know?
Second is they need to know how to make wise giving, spending, and saving decisions. And what we've tended to find in our family is that some children may gravitate toward giving more, some toward spending more, some toward saving. It just sort of varies. And what our goal for our children is that they would be balanced in understanding not only the concepts, but practically how to do it. What does it look like to be a good spender? What does it look like to be a good giver? What does it look like to be a good saver? And to make sure that we're sort of monitoring how they're doing in these different areas over time, and then trying to help each of them make progress as they need to.
Okay, Chris, how much should a child be giving?
I think at a minimum, a child should be giving 10%. Particularly with one of our children when they were little, though, they wanted to give 100%. And it just thrills your heart to see the generosity that's there. And I think one of the encouraging things I'd like to really just challenge not only the parents, but the church leaders and pastors that are out there is to take your children seriously in the area of giving. Don't look at it that they're just giving a dime. If they're giving 10 or 20% or 30% or more, or maybe they want to give all, allow them the joy that comes from giving and try to connect them with giving opportunities, whether it's missionaries. One of the things we've done for a number of years is the Samaritan's Purse Christmas catalog, where you can pick out things you want to fund, and our children go through that, and they'll pick out something that they want to put money into of their own money, and then we'll actually match that. And I've been amazed at how wise they are in terms of coming up with creative ideas that they think are fun.
Let's go to savings. How much do they need to save as a child?
Again, we try to use the concept of saving at least 10%, you know, maybe more. 10 to 20 is probably a good target. And just teach them the discipline of putting money aside for the future. A lot of times, too, giving them specific goals. If you have a son that likes video games, as we do, that's one of the things he'll want to buy a new video game. He'll want to buy a new football or whatever it might be. But a lot of times savings are tied to specific goals they have. And this is a great thing for them to be learning when they're young.
So it's not necessarily their long-term saving. It's just saving for the things that they have set goals around.
Well, I think long-term for, you know, an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old doesn't mean the same thing for a 45-year-old.
Yeah, but they're not setting aside their college fund, right?
No, that might be a great idea. I think if you stretch the goal so far beyond their ability to see it, that it will lose the effectiveness in terms of why they're doing it.
So we're teaching delayed gratification.
Yeah, absolutely. But delayed gratification means different things and different time periods for different ages and stages.
And so what you're saying around delayed gratification, Chris, some things you're trying to teach your children?
Just that, you know, don't be trying to get it all now. I mean, that's, you know, we live in such an instant society. It's learn the discipline and the patience of waiting, of praying for things and just seeing, you know, if God might provide them in a different way, or do you really need it to begin with?
Yeah, Chris, I've read about the marshmallow test. I think it's famous now, but I believe it went something like this. If you offer a 4-year-old a marshmallow now, or if they'll wait 5 minutes, you can have two. Those who decided to wait 5 minutes, it was a predictor of their future success in life, because they had already learned that there's a lot of things in life you just have to wait on.
Absolutely.
Well, Chris, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we want to finish up on this area of helping children learn to be wise givers, savers, and also some very practical things about spending. And then we'll go into the next couple of points that parents need to teach their children about being wise stewards. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System. And you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Chris Dardeman. Chris is CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Brightworth, a national private wealth management firm in Atlanta. And we're talking today about Chris's passion to teach children stewardship. Chris, in the first segment, we talked about some of the core principles. What do children need to know? Who owns it? How to make wise giving and saving decisions? And we left off with spending. Chris, how do you teach a child to be a wise spender? What do they need to know?
One of the things is we want to allow our children to make spending mistakes. And one thing that is coming to mind is we took our children to the Ringling Brothers Circus one time. And at the end or breaks, they market, you know, all these toys and things that they sell there. And, you know, our kids just were so excited about getting some little sword or whatever it was. And so I told Daniel, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll pay for half of this, but you have to pay half of it with your money. So he said, okay. And whatever he went and bought, you know, I paid for half of it. And the next day he took it home, and I think within a day or two it had broken.
Right.
And it was very expensive, and he was very disappointed. But yet that's been one of the best learning lessons he's ever had to date. And occasionally we'll still talk about that. So what'd you learn about the... He said, be careful to make sure you buy things that are quality that will last, and don't buy on impulse, because the impulse things sometimes are not made very well.
Wow, that's a great lesson. Well, let's go to the next core issue. What else does a child need to learn if they're going to be a good steward?
Work and responsibility is very important. And this is one of the areas in terms of working with affluent clients that I'll tell you we worry about. And that is, we do not see the work ethic being as strong in some of our children as we'd probably like to see, just across the board. And it just, you know, goes from parents making life so easy on their kids. Dr. Jerry Bell, who's a professor at the Business School at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has studied achievement and worked as a consultant to top executives and their families for decades. His research on achievement has shown that the number one predictor of a person who's successful and happy in life is, did they have a paying job by age 11?
Wow.
So, you know, we need to make work opportunities available to our children. His rationale for this is that work produces accomplishment, and accomplishment is where self-esteem tends to come from.
Well, you know, Chris, as I'm listening to that, I'm thinking, well, yeah, but I can't get my child a job at age 11. What do I do? What are some of the alternatives to that?
It's a great question, and Dr. Bell teaches a class at Chapel Hill once a year. It tends to sell out, and it's an incredible thing if any of the listeners would like to go. But one of the families that was there asked that question, Chuck, and they said, well, you know, we take our family to France every summer.
That wouldn't be my family, but I can see some families do that.
Dr. Bell's response was, well, that's okay. Your child can get a job in France just as well as they can in the U.S. I think the key is, and again, I don't maybe have a laundry list, but it's coming up with things that the children can do that are age appropriate. And maybe at eight, you know, they're not ready to go mow lawns for the whole neighborhood, but maybe they can do some things around the house. Come up with extra chores that have a financial amount of money paid for the accomplishment. It's learning for them to associate work and money as coming together, as opposed to having this entitlement mentality, which is just what we see as prevalent.
Yeah, protecting our children. Chris, what's the final core issue that children need to learn? What do we need to teach our children?
The fourth thing that we found to be very important is that contentment comes from knowing God, not from having things. This is so important because we live in a society that is excessively consumer-driven. There was even a new book that came out on marketing specifically to tweens, which is just a huge, it's called The Great Tween Buying Machine, capturing your share of the multi-billion-dollar tween market. Large companies are figuring out that children drive a lot of family spending decisions. And it's very important that we teach, you know, children that money is really not what makes you happy. Because, you know, if you think I'll be happy when I get this and then you get that, well, that didn't really change your life. It just may be one more thing that you have to play with.
Well, Chris, I've heard these four core issues and I like them. I agree with them. I buy into that. How can I do it? What are some rails to run on? I know you've got a passion to see people actually put this into practice. Tell us about what you would recommend that they do.
Well, one of the things that I got involved with a task force of trying to figure out how do we take this from idea to implementation. And we ended up coming up with a set of videos, DVDs, and practical workbook handout things that are very cool that kids will find engaging. And this is really designed for, say, the elementary age. But this has now become a product that Crown actually carries, and it's available on the website, and it's called Family Time Stewardship. And it has, again, music, it has devotionals, it has DVDs, and it's just a way that parents can use this either in their families or in their churches, in their small groups, in the neighborhood. It could even be done with a scout group or whatever other small group. It can be even just be done one-on-one, but it gives parents some practical tips on how to take this from concept to actual implementation in a way that is connecting with the children where they are today. This is brand new stuff. It's probably the most cutting edge and creative children's stewardship materials, at least that I've ever seen. I've looked at a lot of this stuff for a lot of years. And we've been very excited to use this in our family.
Now, Chris, this is designed for age K through 5, is that correct?
Right, K through 5th grade.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for being with us today. I want you to come back tomorrow, and let's talk about some real practical ways to implement God's truth as we teach our children.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, I love Chris's passion for this topic. It's so obvious.
Well, any parent has got to appreciate the fact that God has just put this passion on Chris's heart because it's such a high need, and we all see it, we all feel it. And I think most people want to do something about it, Dave, and that's why it's so interesting to hear some of the things that Chris was teaching us.
Yeah, and he brought up, I think, in a way that is fresh, that parents, Christian parents, want to teach biblical principles to their kids. But for most parents, that's a difficult transition, going from a principle to something practical and applicable, especially for children. And I know here at Crown, we have a passion to give tools to all age groups to help them understand God's principles.
Well, as Chris referenced several years ago, he sat in on a focus group that we said, what can we do to help solve this problem? And we brought some experts together, and it was really so interesting, Dave, because we were thinking about doing a book. And one of the experts in learning styles of young children said, you know, not now. You're not going to reach them with a book. You're going to have to do something else. So we partnered with the Rethink group, and they created this DVD-driven curriculum. And it's based off Deuteronomy 11:19, which says to teach the scripture to your children, talking with them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land that the Lord swore to give your forefathers. And so what they have done, what Rethink did, is they structured this tool where it makes it easy to do that. It has nighttime stories, nighttime scripture. It has mealtime scripture. It has drive time scripture, as well as DVDs that are very engaging. Now, it is of the modern contemporary genre. In other words, it's not for those who don't like contemporary, because it's very contemporary. The music is upbeat, but it engages children and it transfers the principles to them. I think it's a really great curriculum.
Well, that particular curriculum is called Family Times Virtue Pack. It is available at crown.org. Click on the Resources tab and make your way to the Family Times Virtue Pack.
Well, I hope people will pick that up, Dave, because it's just so important to lay their foundation. You know, there's a couple of things we talked about last week when we discussed the money map, and it's two foundational values or virtues or characteristics that children need to learn even more so than adults, and that's self-control and contentment. And if we can teach those two things to children, they will become wise, good stewards because they'll know how to make good money decisions.
And good life decisions as well. Well, tomorrow, join us again as Chris Darneman will be back with more practical tips for teaching your children good money management. You can listen to this program again online or sign up for our free podcast. You can do that all at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, we trust that you are continuing to learn how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes in your life. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.